Hello, women of power and spirit. Welcome to the holding meditation. In today's meditation, we are going to work with the focus intention you decided on in our discussion audio. Holding takes you into your subconscious mind and into a theta trance state where you have the greatest influence for making change. Before we begin going into this powerful state for transformation, consider what focus you want to have for the next week, several weeks, or month. What is it that you can't wait to see each and every day? Divine surprises, support from the universe, unexpected acts of kindness, sweet interactions, moments of peace. Those are just a few ideas. You want to keep it big so it is easier to see how the universe delivers it to you. Take a quiet moment right now to consider what focus you would like to hold in your intentions. Trust what comes to you, and let's begin. I invite you to make sure that you are in a place where you will be undisturbed. If you need to, pause this audio and put a note on your door that says, "Please do not disturb," in meditation, taking quiet time for myself, whatever you need to do. Let the family know that you need this quiet time. Make sure that you will be undisturbed. Turn the telephone off. Turn any music off. This is about you and the divine and your focus. I recommend that you sit comfortably. And it's good to have your feet flat on the floor, hands in an open position. And breathe into the space that you are. You are more space than matter. Feel into that. If it is helpful, focus on the space between your breaths or the space between your thoughts. Allow yourself to remember a moment when you felt love, any kind of love, generosity from someone, kindness, romantic love, laughter, any kind of love from another human toward you or from you toward another or both. It can even be feelings you experience with a pet that you care about. Allow that awareness of love and space to become one. Allow this awareness of space and love to anchor in your womb. Everyone has at least an energetic womb. Let this feeling anchor there. Your womb and the primordial womb of all life are one. The primordial womb is dark, cool, still. It is a space of unconditional love. Allow yourself to be in that space and let your imagination bring you whatever you need to feel comfortable there. In this space, there is nothing you can do to earn love and nothing you can do to push it away. It is always there for you. because you are a being of divine origin, and you are profoundly loved. Allow yourself to feel and drink in as much of this natural, accepting love as you can. Allow yourself to feel held in this beautiful, loving space. Quiet, so quiet. Cradled, just as you were in your mother's womb, this quiet, gentle, still space with this delicate ebb and flow. In this space, allow yourself to be aware of your focus. What is it that you are intending to experience? This focus for your mind and your heart and your soul. Allow yourself to be held in the feeling of this focus, the feeling of this intention fulfilled. Allow it to please you. You might even smile as you're thinking about it, to help yourself feel it fulfilled. And breathe it into you. Breathe it in. Let it fill you. Notice how good and how natural it feels in this space. Allow yourself to also be aware of any constrictions, any places where your mind begins to doubt. Perhaps you've had experience in the past where this has not been the case. This focus has not become real for you. Perhaps there are feelings of unworthiness, not believing it could be real for you. Allow yourself to be aware of these doubts and fears with great tenderness and kindness. Hold these fears in this love that is here in this space. Hold it in the compassion that is here, the understanding that experiences sometimes cause us to doubt. And simply honor that it exists, that the doubt or the fear is real, comes from somewhere, and it is trying to protect you from getting hurt. So honor it. With love, the love will help it rest. to know that its real intention is being heard and appreciated, the intention to protect you. Honor that intention and that love, that self-love that cares enough about you to protect you. And in your compassion, feel it. Feel the love and understanding. And see it and hear it, know it. You might taste it, you might smell it. Compassion has texture and depth. Notice that as your compassion deepens, as your understanding deepens, the fear softens. It softens in the presence of your love. Let it rest. Let each fear or doubt that arises be held in your compassion. Let the edges be soothed. Until everything completely softens. Perhaps it softens completely today, perhaps several days from now, as you listen each day to this meditation, the fears and the doubts soften and soften and soften until they dissolve. Allow everything to become still and soothing and quiet, cradled in this dark womb of creation, holding you in all your suchness, in all that you are, and all that you experience. All potential lives here in this sacred womb. Allow yourself once again to be aware of your focus, your intention, what you are creating that will please you in concert with the universe, in harmony with divine love. And allow your senses to come alive. See it, sense it, hear it, feel it, know it, smell it, taste it. In whatever way your senses are most active, trust that. And experience it inside you. The inner smile of what you are anticipating and creating. Let it be big. Give the universe lots of room to deliver. Allow yourself to see, sense, hear, feel, know your I am. Your I am. Is there a symbol that comes with this focus? a color, a stream of light, a feeling, a knowingness, a number, a vision, a scent. A word that accompanies this intention. Let this I am open up in you. You can add this I am to your focus and intention as you affirm it before you go to sleep, as you affirm it when you wake up first thing in the morning. These are powerful times for manifestation. As you bring this purpose into your dreams, this focus and this I am, take it right into your dream state and then bring it into your waking state as you awaken. Allow your heart and being to fill with gratitude for the wonders of the universe and creation. For the love of the divine, for this beautiful I am, and focus for your manifestation. And with that awareness, bringing it into the physical world, because that's why we're here, to bring these beautiful acts of inner creation into our lives and interactions with others. So think about something that you are so pleased to come back to your body for. Perhaps this focus coming to life. Perhaps there is someone in your life very dear to you or something you know you have to complete. Let that awareness help you come back into your body as we breathe back in to physical form. I invite you to take a big inhale and exhale through your mouth. Feel the air around you. Notice that it has a temperature, a texture, a feeling. There are sounds that ride on the air. Become aware of the air around you. Let it bring you into your body. With your next breath, come further in. Big inhale. Exhale through your mouth. Become more aware of your body now as it's sitting against something solid, a physical reality. Last breath, blowing yourself into your body, coming all the way back in. Big inhale. Exhale through your mouth. All the way back in. Rub your hands, stretch. Make sure you can feel your body. This step is very important. When you can feel your body, then very gently open your eyes. I invite you to bring this meditation to your altar. Bring the focus and the I am. Bring it to a sticky note. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your mirror. Put it on a special place inside your purse so every time you open it, you see that beautiful, beautiful focus and the I am that is helping you manifest that focus. Bring it into form in a very physical way and remind yourself of this focus whenever you're having a little bit of doubt. I look forward to seeing you at our next meditation, and I thank you for being in this holding with me today.